it's Mardi Gras, but there are a lot of Nazis. Stay tuned for our Originals After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I guess technically we don't actually know if there are a lot of Nazis, just coins with swastikas on them.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign.
Definitely not a good sign. You know what is a good sign, though? We are back with the Originals for Season 5, Episode 4, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Still don't quite understand how they title these episodes.
And you guys are welcome. I spat Roxy up from my dinner last week, so she's back.
But no luck on Tiana.
Yeah, she's still down there.
Tiana Hobson will be missing today, which means that Sam Davidson is your chat mistress.
I am. Hello, guys. I see you all here with your theories and awesome comments, so keep it going.
Did you eat her for dinner so you could become chat mistress?
Maybe.
Never telling. Don't ever. Our lips are sealed.
I'll never tell.
Yeah. I'm Roxy Stryer, and we've got Marissa Serafini in the booth dropping that music.
Hello, ladies, and we're back.
One of these days.
Tiana, but whatever.
Well, that's true. It's not Tiana. She's still in there, though, so maybe.
She's good. Don't worry. She's my food baby right now.
Marissa, it is my goal by the end of the season to get you to at least watch one episode. How are we doing on that goal so far?
It's still very attainable.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about this episode because, in general, I thought that this was one of the stronger ones of the season, which is crazy because the season has been so off the hook so far. What do you think, Sam?
It actually wasn't my favorite of the season thus far. It was kind of a lot going on, and I just feel like specific episodes, they go, this is going to be emotional. These are our character episodes. And there's other episodes where so much happens, we lose some of the character, and that's a little bit what I felt about it. Because, I mean, last week, we didn't see that. We just got a recap on Elijah, and it was just all about him.
Wait, I can't believe I wasn't here to break that down, because that was a strange episode, man.
You thought so?
In a good way, but it was just like, you're going to take us away from what we've been doing to now try to get me to somehow enjoy this woman that Elijah is with, who is not Haley, and I'm never gonna care about. Like, you have 13 episodes this season and of the show left. I am not gonna care about this woman. I refuse to.
An emphasis on 13. So people in the chat were asking, is this 13 episodes? I thought it was 10 for a minute, but I just realized today there are 13 episodes.
And speaking of the chat, if you guys want to join us live, you can do that on YouTube every single Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Usually it's our chat mistress, so if she does come out for dinner at some point, she'll be there. But it's Sam Davidson right now.
Yeah, it's me right now, you know, just trying to hold the place down. I love you guys. It might not be as good as our chat mistress.
I think you're really good.
Oh, that's
And
that's
more importantly, sweet. You're here.
I'm here.
So that matters a lot to me. Oh. Talk about being emotional for an episode. We got some sisterly, no, I guess that's not what it's called, auntily love.
Uh-huh.
Some auntie love.
Auntie
some
love.
Some niece aunt love this episode with Freya and Hope. I guess I said sisterly because they do look like they could be sisters.
I've said this. I think they look so similar.
They look so similar, but also Freya looks real young, though, and Hope looks very mature. And you look at them and you're like, this could be a big sis situation going on.
Definitely.
So Freya goes there on her 11-hour drive, which is aggressive for somebody who could just have her vampire brothers run her there in like 0.2 seconds.
Well, I think this is always the qualm with our vampire shows. You know, we took all of these planes. I'm like, why? Just vamp speed, run there, get someone to vamp speed, run you there. It seems like it's the perfect solution.
I completely agree, and I think that they just use it when it's beneficial, and I actually don't have a problem with that, because otherwise we would get everything done too much. It's like on another CW show I watched, The Flash. Anytime something takes too long, I'm like, bro, you're the fastest man on earth. Just get there. And on this show, when it's like, I had to drive 11 hours to meet you. No, you didn't.
Did you really?
You are a witch. You could have witchied yourself there.
Well,
and you
could've.
Are surrounded by vamps, and you could have vampied yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather transport by witch or by vamp?
Well, if she were to transport by witch, it would be one of those things she did with Keelan, right? Where she was there, but she wasn't there.
I feel like you would be able to maybe cross-country teleport, because Keelan was completely, like, way, way, way far. And this is an 11-hour drive. Maybe witches can... It's like walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
It works for a certain amount of miles.
We're not sure on the deets. I'd love to know them, though.
Great.
But we have Samantha Single in the chat. She loved the Hope and Freya scenes. That is kind of what we were missing. we haven't seen Hope and Haley together since the first episode. And when we did, Haley was just a really stern mother. Mm-hmm. So she kind of needs that person to relate to bring her back down to life.
And the person who's going to sit there and say, listen, I've been where you are. I also have Michelson blood running through me. I'm also a very powerful witch. And I understand you're more powerful because you're a
tribrid.
You're a tribrid. But at the same time, homie, you're not the only one. It's hard to be a teenager with all this stuff going on, and I get it. But you're not more intelligent than the rest of all of the witches who have ever been that are also trying to figure out how to find your mom. So you're like this little 15-year-old girl who thinks she's going to solve this. Been there.
Well, and I love how she was honest with Hope. Yes. People think you're going to ruin the world. Mm-hmm. BT dubs.
Okay, you love that and you think it was a smart move, or you love it because it makes great TV, but you think as an aunt it's a stupid tactic?
If it were me as Freya, I would have done the same thing. I'm an extremely honest person, and I think people deserve to kind of know what is exactly happening. With that being said, it's easy to forget how young Hope is.
Mm-hmm. Because they look like sisters.
Yeah. Well, and also, and it's like she's so powerful, and we assume she can handle a lot of these things emotionally because she can literally kill someone and set a city on fire with her eyes.
Remember that time that she almost lit Freya on fire this episode because she got a little angry and had a little bit of a tantrum?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could have done that when I was younger. At least,
no, you don't. If every time when I was younger I got a little pissy, I lit somebody on or a room on fire, the whole world would have burned down. It's so hard. Like, think about these people, these teenagers, just as they are in general. You're hot, you're cold, you're in love, you want to have sex, it's too soon. You've got a crush on somebody at school, your teacher's mad at you, your parents hate you, you run away, like all of those things, normal teenager things. And now, anytime one of those happens, you light the entire room on fire.
Yeah, I'm having a dark day, you guys. I'm having some problems with my family, in all honesty. And today, I wish I could light them on fire and be like, don't mess with me. I'll light you on fire.
But then the next day, after you did that, like after you kidnap your own mother and then she disappears, you're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you know, I get that there could be some regret there, but don't mess with Hope.
Don't mess with her. We did kind of learn that today. Do you feel like by the end of the episode, Hope is coming around on what Freya is saying and she's understanding that she can't just bleed into this bucket and find her mom?
Yeah, well, so Samantha Single in the chat said the way Freya calmed her down was excellent. And it seems that Freya really, we finally found the person, the key, to figure out how to calm Hope down. Her father doesn't do it. Her mother doesn't do it. No one else really does it. Marcel, maybe, in a way. But it seems like her and Freya have this bond
Cole
that she knows.
A little bit, too, though. Remember when she FaceTimed with Cole in the first episode? It felt like he got her a little bit and was more chill about it all.
Yeah, because they're, you know, the cool uncle and the cool aunt. But she's so similar to Hope. She's the most, I think technically speaking, as far as what she is, you know, being a witch and all that, she is the closest to Hope that can understand the most what she's going through.
I agree, and I don't know why I feel that way, because Hope has all these things inside her, but the witch is the most prominent, in my opinion.
I think it is, too.
And I think that that's what could end up being this whole season arc, because later on, which we will definitely touch on, Klaus fighting with Vincent, this is, again, very similar. And with the wolves fighting with them as well, this is going to be the fight between the vampires, the witches, the wolves, and the whatever we call them, the freaks, the combination freaks, or
the
whatever.
Tribrid freaks?
But they're not all tribrids. Like Marcel is one of them. There's just some of them. The hybrid, tribrid, whatever freaks they're being called. And this is just one example of that. And it's fighting within Hope. It's not like everybody's fighting. She's got all these sides to her and they're battling within her right now. And we're watching that.
That's a really good point, because they're battling within her and it's actually reflecting into the real world.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's, she's so powerful, but I mean, it's just, I feel bad for her. I do. Imagine going through just being a 15-year-old on top of having an absentee father because he's a psycho murderer, and having all of these powers, having people think that you're going to ruin the world. And the thing is when people get angry, especially kids, I understand. I'm like, cool, let me ruin the world. I'll do it. I'll do it if you, that's fine, what you dare want me. From me. Dare me to do it. And, you know, I get it. Like, if I were her, I would be a damn mess right now setting the whole place on fire.
But, okay. Yeah. Marissa killing it. Here's the problem, though. She did this. She did this. She caused this.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
That's the whole hard thing to see in the moment. It's like, I'm so mad. What's happened to my mom? The cloaking spell, and you guys all suck. And it's like, girlfriend, you kidnapped your mother. You did that. And I get it. Your dad left, and there's reasons you did it, and you're angsty, but take a little responsibility and maybe be a little more afraid of yourself, kind of like Roman is. Mm-hmm. I loved that little conversation between Hope and Roman, by the way. Flirty, fun, dangerous.
But also someone that kind of will listen to her from a place of non-judgment.
Unless he murdered her mom.
Whoa.
Which I feel like is not on the table.
I think Haley's still alive. I just don't know how much longer she'll be alive
for. I don't even know. When I say murdered her, I mean very much so bloodied her and took her from wherever the cloaking spell was. Whatever state she is in right now, what if he is the one who did that?
There's a lot of other things coming into play. I think Hope kidnapping Haley and starting this whole thing, it obviously rolled things into action. But I think we don't know what has happened. And a lot of the things that have happened since then maybe have nothing to do with Hope. But Hope did put her mother in this vulnerable position, which started it. But the stuff that's happened since, you know, I don't really know if it's anything Hope could have done or controlled. I mean, she could have not put her mother in a coffin, so...
By the end of this series, do you want Hope and Roman to be making that sweet, sweet love?
I want them to set up a spinoff of the spinoff. But
I'm asking that at the end of this series.
She's 15. It's not, I mean...
So making that sweet, sweet make out.
Yeah, totally.
You want them together?
Yes. She deserves to have some fun, poor girl.
But what if he's... I just don't trust him yet.
I know. I don't know. I
he
do.
He could be the one that killed their friend and hung him up, and he could be the one who took Haley.
Yeah, they've never trusted Roman. Never.
Hey, chat, maybe I should be your mistress. That sounded more sexual than I wanted. Hey, chat, I like you guys a lot. You're my homies. That's better. You guys rule. Don't forget, guys, to write in the chat, or if you're listening right now, we're going to be getting soon to our fiercest moment of the week. So I want you guys to start thinking about what was the fiercest moment of the week, who had that. But before we get to that, let's break down this Klaus part of the episode. Klaus in the house.
Klaus is sensitive. Klaus has feelings.
Klaus does have feelings, and those feelings stem from the fact that he feels rejected by Elijah. How brutal was that last week? Oh, boy.
I mean, thinking about their history, he's put him into a coffin for dozens and dozens of years.
What are dozens of years when you have an eternity, really, you know?
I mean, it's like me locking you up for 1 year. How would you like that?
Not really. It'd be like you locking me up for 1 second.
Really?
Because they could be alive for 100,000 years.
I guess.
Right?
I don't know.
But I guess you never know. That's the point.
Yeah. You never know.
We could get more of that white oak. Is that the name of the thing that kills them?
Yes, the white oak steak.
Yeah. Vampire Diaries.
We just literally know how to roll that off of our tongue subconsciously.
Yeah.
Oh, what is a white oak steak?
Yep, remember those days. That hasn't been around for a really long time. It was part of a bridge somewhere, too, for a while.
Yeah, and everyone wanted to get that bridge and rip that wood out. It's ridiculous.
I love a good throwback Thursday. That is exactly what we just pulled out here. So Klaus is at his most Klausy when he goes to Vincent and is like, you stole Haley. And then he goes to Marcel and is like, you stole Haley. And he goes to the wolves and he's like, you stole Haley. Kind of like Oprah, but nobody gets a car.
No one gets a car.
No one gets a car. What did you feel like when Klaus was doing this? Were you on his side here, or were you thinking, okay, Klaus, simmer down. This is not the way to kill the fly. You do it with honey. That's an expression, right?
You kill a fly with honey?
You kill more flies with honey than vinegar? Something like that. Marissa, help me out.
Never heard of that one.
No?
I'll look it up.
So, something. Like, you kill more flies with honey than vinegar?
I mean, I think that Klaus is, it shows he has feelings and emotions because he's acting so irrationally to save somebody that he loves and that his daughter loves. So I appreciated that in him, seeing how much he cared to be pointing fingers. But it's also, he's pointing fingers because he's so upset. He doesn't know what is going on. And it was just kind of, you know, we know that it's not these people, but I do think it could perhaps be someone closer to him that aren't Marcel. You know, we haven't seen Cole in a little bit.
That is true. That is true. Okay, thank you, Marissa. You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Oh, yeah, I guess it wouldn't kill them. You're just catching them.
Oh, who wants that?
Well, if you don't want the flies flying around, maybe. Now, I never
vinegar
really...
Vinegar kills them. Honey would catch them.
Oh, I've never really thought about it too much. Sometimes when you really break down expressions, you're like, that doesn't make much sense.
Like, have your cake and eat it, too. Of course I'm going
to
eat it.
Okay, this one I actually understand, and I will explain it to you right now in a very brief 15 seconds. You can't physically have your cake at the same time as eating it, too. Like, if you ate it, you don't have it anymore.
Are we doing a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie right now? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's literally a Mary-Kate and
it
Ashley movie.
What is it?
No, I think it's Holiday in the Sun.
Okay, we are moving back
into
Klaus.
Guys.
Moving back in. So when he goes to Vincent, he starts a big war, maybe. He's got an enemy here. Vincent's with his girl, Ivy. Which I'm still kind of confused because they're doing the tarot card readings a lot, and it seems kind of professional, but at other times they're making eyes at each other, and I'm like, are you guys boning? Or is this a... Am I reading too much into this because it's CW and you're both really hot?
Oh, I think there's definitely a sexual undertone going on between those two. I don't know, and I think maybe Vincent's gotten a bit cocky now that he has her on his side, and also they have something going on.
But he's also kind of right. He's also kind of right, because look at what Klaus is doing now. I mean, we are Team Klaus forever, so it's hard to be like, this person who is against Klaus is right. But when you look at it objectively, what Klaus and Marcel are doing, they've been gone for a very long time, and now they're coming back, and they're like, we're bigger, we're badder, we're going to take over New Orleans. Guys.
You've already done this.
It didn't work out well the first time, and now things are finally peaceful here, and the witches are getting along with the wolves, and the wolves are getting along with the vampires, and it's a nice little symbiotic relationship where peace and flowers and love and laughter live. Why are you guys going to come back in and ruin this? And Vincent's like, I've been here. I stayed. I lived through this. Back off. So I kind of get it.
I get it, too, but they have no idea about the history, I feel. I mean, they do, but they don't. The thing is that if New Orleans hadn't sacrificed so much for all of them, the originals, I think in general, you know, yeah, one of your main people is missing. We don't know who took her. We don't know what happened to her. It's a witch hunt. Like, that makes sense in a way. But they've done so much to all these people. Pain, suffering, violence, killing.
I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but what came first? Was Phoebe Tonkin not able to film this season, so they wrote the storyline? Or did they write the storyline so we're not seeing her? Because I got to tell you, she's mentioned a lot, but I miss me some Haley.
Me too. And, you know, there's a lot of rumors out there that scare me deeply. We do know
not
she was...
Not about the actress, about the character.
Yes, about the character. That she was filming something else right around this time. So I'm not sure. And it kind of upsets me that they couldn't have figured this out. It's the last season. Like, she doesn't need to do it anymore. She's done after this.
Right.
Why couldn't they figure out how to work out a 13-episode thing with her?
And even if not 13, 10? 7? 5? Like, can't we get her?
Well, the rumor is 6. However, she hasn't been in an episode past the first one.
Right. So maybe we'll be seeing her soon.
I think we'll be seeing her for the next 2 episodes.
I try not to do that IMDb stalking thing where I know when somebody's in episodes and when they're not, because then you know exactly when they're not, and I don't want to know. But it's hard to avoid the spoilers.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't control myself.
Although we are not there right now. We are still on Klaus. So he takes one member from each faction. He takes Josh. Then he takes David, who I never cared about, and he's gone too soon, but... Peace out, David. And he takes the name of the girl from the... I have it written down somewhere. Sam stall them for time.
So she apparently was filming... I didn't know if Phoebe Tong... She was filming The Affair. I didn't know she was going to be on The Affair, but that's interesting. I love that show.
Colette. Her name was Colette. There we go. Good old stall. Colette, yeah. Good stall. All right, so we've got the three of them. They're in this circle. Klaus has them stuck. The second you see the three of them in there, are you thinking all three make it out alive? One of them makes it out alive? None of them make it out alive?
I'm thinking two of them will make it out alive. One is going to die.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
Isn't it so nice to hear that?
Yeah, it feels good.
Wasn't that a great thing after you told us you're having a crappy day for me to point at you and say,
you were wrong!
And you're wrong! And you're wrong! I was also wrong. I was thinking all three were going to live. Optimist over here. I was like, this will be fine. Klaus is a changed person. The tarot cards told us so. He's not out for blood. He comes in and he eats Colette and David so fast that I don't even think we can call ourselves dinner. That was like the most midnight snack.
Binge eating.
Getting in, getting out, getting on with life.
Yeah.
He ripped them to shreds.
Craft services over there.
But it was so weird because when he did it, I was like, that's fine. I still dig you, Klaus. That's fine. You're a little angry right now. It's like season one of us seeing Klaus, or I guess season four of Vampire Diaries. I would have been like, no, this can't be somebody this bad on this show. And now it's just like, yeah, I've seen you do worse. It's not so bad.
I mean, this whole show is about him. We had to accept this part of him in order to want to watch and love this show.
That's a good point. Josh does make it out alive. Just barely, though. He has to get saved by Vincent, which pisses our Joshy boy off. He is mad at Marcel. In this world, are you on Marcel's side or on Josh's?
Oh, God. It's hard. I still think Josh is, but I also think that Josh thinks he knows more than he does. In the chat, Denny Gaming King said, you know, I'm surprised Josh has lived all of the through everything he's been through.
Yes, it's so true. He's had many, many men in his life that have died. He's almost had his head ripped off countless times. He was best friends with somebody who is no longer on the show and also died and came back. Davina, I'm talking about.
This is how, okay, it's a little off topic. I love Lex Luthor, and I think the way that he was created to be a villain is very understandable and relatable. And almost in every show, I'm like, he could be Lex Luthor. He could get mad enough. He's a good person. He gets so angry and so hurt that, like, this is how people turn into villains. Mm. Like, give Josh some time. He could turn into what Marcel and Klaus used to be. How many times he's been messed with.
But he's not strong enough is the problem. Physically.
Maybe he will be.
I feel like, you know how you become a stronger vampire the longer you're alive, and the vampires that have been around 1,000 years can beat up the vampires that have been around for 5 years?
Right.
He's a newbie. On the scheme of things.
Well, okay, what, he's like 10 years?
Yeah. So that's pretty new compared to 1,000 years. I feel like he needs to get stronger. He needs to align himself with the right forces, the right people, and also he needs to stop being viewed as expendable in all of these people's eyes, because every season we've said this, but I really mean it this one, I don't think he makes it out alive.
I think that he's going to start a revolution.
And do what?
I don't know. Maybe he becomes a hybrid too. He can do that.
Can he?
I think so. Can't he just I mean, I forget the process exactly, but I mean, it's happened to enough people. I feel like he could.
He can't even have a daylight ring right now.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is a really big, like, horribly mean thing to do to somebody. I'm trying to think of the equivalent in our world, in our stupid human dinner world. What would that be like? Like, if your parents grounded you and they took away your what?
Well, it's like taking away your cell phone.
But it's worse than that. Because you literally can't go outside.
Yeah, it's essentially locking your child in a basement.
Until it's dark out and dangerous.
Yeah. And I just thought that Josh was on a higher level with them, that he wouldn't be punished.
But me too, and that's what I'm saying. He needs to not be so expendable. But I don't know how he can do that without being stronger. And I don't think he can get stronger with if he doesn't live long enough, and I don't think he's going to get there.
Yeah.
Or he needs to get with some guy that's, like, really, really strong. Maybe we should do some fanfic for Marcel and Josh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Because Rebecca's not going with Marcel, so we need to match him with somebody. No, I'm still rooting for them.
So, again, you're right. I'm wrong. Vampires can't become hybrids. Only werewolves can become hybrids.
Yeah.
How is that fair?
Well, because when you're a werewolf, if you die with blood in your system, then you can turn into a vampire also. But if you're a vampire and you get bitten
by then you die.
Venom, then you you're dead, though.
Yeah, that's
unless
true.
You get Marcel or Klaus's blood, one of theirs. The rules have gotten a little tricky, I do believe.
Yes, forgive
although
us.
Maybe one of the witches could make him a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that witch is Hope. Maybe Josh needs to team up with Hope.
Maybe.
She's powerful. I'm worried about him. And I'm worried about everybody. You talk about starting a revolution. You kind of need to, because by the end of this episode, Marcel and Klaus are now on the same page, even though we started this episode with Klaus snapping Marcel's neck after talking about Elijah. They're now on the same page, and they're taking over, and they're like, damn right, we're not one of you guys. We are not just that. We are monsters, and we're bigger, and we're better, and we're going to keep you in your place. Tough
not,
look.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't... God, I keep on saying, why don't you just leave? Just go start a life somewhere else.
Where are you going to be able to eat and, like, live in this vampire community? It's not...
There's vampire communities all over the world.
It's not like being Jewish, where there's, like, random pockets of Jewish people and you hope, like, if you're a Jew, you get to be with other Jews.
There are.
You're a vampire. Like, you can't just, like, look that up. Like, how many Jews live in this state?
You don't
like,
think vampires are in Paris or Germany... Germany. speaking of.
Maybe, but you think they can hop on the Google machine and be like, how many vampires? They're still a secret to most of the world.
There should be an app for that.
There should be an app for that. And you should only be able to get it by, like, dripping blood on your phone. I don't know.
Where are the other vampires? I love that.
Marissa, what do you got?
I think Romania.
I guess yeah, I would. If you were a vampire, it would be a good guess. But, like, probably the same things are happening over there. There's more powerful vampires all over the place. You don't just, like, up and leave your vamp community because you're bummed. But at this point, you're not wrong. They're taking your daylight rings. I guess the only time you can run is at night. But maybe you should get out of there because it starts with your daylight rings. And then the next thing you know, you're buried in that wall.
You're in a coffin.
And you're in a coffin. And... Klaus and Marcel have to be just as careful, though, because otherwise they're not going to have a community left to rule. Who's going to be left to rule?
I mean, do they care?
If it's just the two of them, I think so, right? Where's their army?
I guess. I mean, there's always a fight to fight is the thing, and that's why they need people. That's why they need an army.
Before we get to our fiercest moment of the week, we have to talk about the Nazi in the room.
Yes.
What the heck was that ending coin moment? And what did Klaus break that came out of? That was such a weird, he threw it and then there's this coin and it was like, did they think that he was gonna break this and they knew he was gonna get the coin? But regardless of that,
well, I just think it was really random. If this was a flashback and we're talking, you know, about a long time ago, and if this was a period piece, I would go, okay, interesting. But this is, it's 2020, whatever. It's in the future. Like what we're watching.
Ooh,
right now.
Interesting, because we flash forward 7 years. So yeah, this is probably.
Yeah, someone tweeted it to me or said something last week that it was, we're in 2020 something at this point.
Probably around like 22 or mm-hmm. something around there. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nazis? Really? Okay.
But okay. Just not to get political here, because I don't even think this is political. I'm anti-Nazi. I think a lot of people can say that without yeah. going into politics. But it is 2018, and Nazis are trending a lot of times on Twitter these days. And so it is, unfortunately, relevant again today. But I don't know. Klaus says, these are people from my past, and it finally caught up to me. Is there a whole period in the late 30s, early 40s where Klaus fought in the war? Was he part of World War II? Do we know what he was doing during that time? Where he was living?
No, that's the thing. That's why this show could go on forever, even if they just wanted to do flashbacks.
Right.
Because we're interested in what happened. There's so much time to cover. And I'm sure that he had some kind of situation with the Nazis, and I do think he was on the other side of it, whatever that was, by fighting them. I don't think he ever was a Nazi. You know, he might be
evil,
but...
That would be
but...
a weird turn for this that show would be... to take. I'm not...
Well, okay, so Price right in the chat says, so Klaus was a Nazi? I really hope not.
There's no way, because he said, these are my enemies. Unless he was living in Germany and they tried to enlist him as a Nazi and he, like, defected and ran and fled somehow. But there's just no way we're going to go to flashbacks of him being a Nazi.
So Billie Jean Girl 124 in the chat said, maybe the coin was under the skin with Haley's crescent wolf mark. Like, it's been in him all... That's just, like, what popped out of his skin.
But he, like, threw... I don't know. That would be so creepy. He's been wearing a Nazi chip under his skin.
Well, the thing is that... Okay. Hollywood tends... You know, there's a lot of Jews in Hollywood. And we've watched Klaus for years. And he might be evil, but we have loved him. We don't really... I don't want to know. I don't want to see that Klaus was a Nazi.
It's so weird, though, because where's the line for us? We're like, we're fine with him being a ripper and murdering so many people, but a Nazi? No, how dare he?
It's true, but that's how I feel.
But that is absolutely how I feel. So I guess we'll just have to stay tuned to see what's going on with the Nazis and how they are relevant in Klaus's life and the originals. And we'll definitely talk a little more about that in predictions. But before we get there, let's do our... fiercest moment of the week. Oh, I wish I was a better dancer for this segment.
Yeah.
Can you teach me something?
No, we're both Jewish. We can't do it.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I sweat. I hope Marissa's dancing better than us in the booth.
Yeah.
I feel like girl's got moves.
I think she's probably looking away.
Yeah, she's probably just like, oh, God, stop with your horrible, horrible dance moves. What are we thinking for the fiercest moment of the week? By the way, for anybody who doesn't know, this is the time where we talk about literally just that, the fiercest moment of the week. So the coolest, the dopest, the one that made you be like, yeah, baby. What is the fiercest moment?
I loved it, even though I don't think they're right. But when Klaus and Marcel teamed up together, I was like, okay, good. The boys are back.
What part of the team up? Is it when they finally snap that one guy's neck who won't give up his ring or whatever it is?
No, it was before when they kind of just stood up in front of everyone and, you know, we're like, this is the law. We are the law and we're laying it down.
Yeah, I think that is a really, really good one and could be mine, but I think mine would have to go to Hope again. And I know it's fierce in a bad way, but it's still damn fierce when she lights the room on fire.
Yeah.
Like, she, how fierce is it? Like we talked about, you get a little mad, up in flames. That's fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Beyonce's watching that thinking, that is fierce.
Yeah, we have in the chat Samantha Single, same with you, Hope setting the place with fire. We have MBSB5 Forever, the blood writing. She liked the blood writing.
The blood writing.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that was really good on the wall. That was about the freaks.
I love this part too. Price Wright, gotta give you a shout out because I'm just waiting for the Saltzman twins. Like, I want the twins. You know, we need the twins. I thought we were getting the twins.
When do you think we're gonna see them?
Well, so he said the fiercest moment was Hope saying the Saltzman twins were butches. I don't know why, but that was amusing. She did say something. Was it butches or was it bitches? I'm not sure, but she said something about
them. It was really
fast. It was very fast. Like, I want to know more about the twins and why they're not best friends.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And just this world in general, and that's why you want to see that spinoff. And I get that. I love you guys in the chat, by the way. Thank you. And if you aren't joining us live, don't forget that you can always write on iTunes. Leave a comment. We read in there. And on YouTube later on, we check that out too. And while you're there, why don't you give us that thumbs up? Maybe 5 stars. Share the link with your friends. Tell them what's up, what's going on.
These crazy girls talk about vampires, witches, and werewolves like they're real. They get emotional and crazy. It's fun. Watch it.
And they cry about it and all of that stuff.
The finale. I was going to send you and T like an invite so we can just set the date down for us to do vampire jello shots and watch the series finale.
I don't think I can watch the series finale ever.
Well, it's happening.
But I just don't... do you know this about me? I do that sometimes.
You can't watch the endings?
Like, I will save the last 10 minutes of a show for years sometimes because I just am not...
Oh, you're not ready.
I can't do it. I do the same thing with books, too. I save the last 10 pages of a book before. All right, let's get into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz.
So, some people in the chat think that Roman is a Nazi vampire. And that's an interesting
Roman's
one.
A Nazi vampire.
Yes.
So he would, like, he was turned in the 40s?
We don't know.
I bet. Ooh. Interesting prediction. Think about what would be very beneficial to have when you're fighting, when you're at war, if instead of people dying, they turn into vampires. Like, what if Klaus and his siblings went into the med bay and gave blood to all the people who were going to die?
Well, that's what they said happened, what, in World War II? Because there was was it World War One or World War II?
Well, this is World War II now, so probably World War One, because I don't think we've seen them at World War II.
Well, yeah, because World War One, too, is when Damon and Stefan from The Vampire Diaries returned, interestingly enough-ish, around that time.
Mm.
So Nazis will come into play. I think that Haley is going to be in the next two episodes. We might see her at the end of the next episode. She'll be in episode 6. But I'm worried she's not going to make it past 6, unfortunately.
Stop.
I mean, sorry. Like, that's just what I think.
I'm not happy with that.
I mean, at least I'm going to lower the blow for you when it happens. No, you won't be surprised.
Yes, I will. Yes, I absolutely will. I think that Haley is not going to die ever, because I feel like we still need her. Of all the people for our spinoff show, she would be very beneficial, and I think that we'll need her at some point. So no matter what people have said about her dying, I'm going to say no. I think that Rebecca, and I'm just going down the list of things we talked about today, in terms of Marcel, I do think that Rebecca is going to come to her senses, and we're still going to finish out with a wedding for the two of them. Doesn't seem like we're going to be able to get there right now, but I truly believe it. I think that Josh is going to be the one that dies. Sorry. And I think that maybe Hope and Freya run off together at some point. That's pretty much what I got for that. Anything else, Sam?
No, there's one comment I'll tell you after. I don't really think I can share it on air, but shout out to Liam Cephas for saying something hilarious that I'll share with Roxy when we're not on the air anymore.
I love a good secret comment, and if you guys wanted to know about it, then you should have been here live.
Yep.
Boom. Guys, don't worry, because you can still keep the conversation going by tweeting me at Roxy Stryer.
You guys can find me at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram. As you all know, I am down to talk about this show 24/7, so keep them coming.
And we are also at AfterBuzz TV. You can find us on YouTube and on iTunes, wherever you are. Like I said, leave a comment, rate, and subscribe. We like that thumbs up. We like that 5 stars. If you're not going to leave 5 stars, don't leave any stars. Boom. Boom. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, and hopefully Tiana will be back from dinner. Blah, blah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.